This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. A rare Clinkett-made rattle recently sold for $500,000 in a California auction. Henry Leisha with KHNS talks with experts about the significance of the 230-year-old wooden rattle and the artist who made it.
When Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's native arts curator, Steve Brown, first laid eyes on the shaman's rattle, he says he was amazed by the piece's excellent condition.
Nobody was ever seen this before. It just kind of came out of the woodwork.
The rattle came from a private collector who was trying to sell it. Representatives from Bonhams, an international art auction house, contacted Brown to identify the rattle's origins. Brown determined it was the work of a woodcarver named Kajistuacht, who lived in a village near modern-day Wrangell 200 years ago. The artist has been described as the greatest carver of wood in the history of the Tlingit people.
He didn't let anything interfere with what he was trying to say with his woodworking. He pushed the most absolute expression of the wood in that particular spot to express his idea of what he wanted to accomplish.
That's Haynes master carver Wayne Price. He teaches Northwest Coast design and carving at the University of Alaska Southeast. He and Brown immersed themselves in the work of Kajistuacht while making replicas of a set of house posts that he carved for chief sheikhs in Wrangell. These house posts, as well as the whale house posts in Klukwan, are among the carver's most famous creations. According to Brown, there are roughly 20 known pieces that have been attributed to Kajistuacht, but it can be difficult to identify his work with certainty.
No traditional native artists on the Northwest Coast signed their work. You know, that wasn't important. It wasn't about the artists. It was about the clan leaders and the people for whom the artwork was made.
The rattle sold at the auction last month depicts an oyster catcher with several other creatures incorporated into the design. There are several characteristics of the rattle that can be linked to the house posts that Kajistuacht carved. Brown points to similarities in the two-dimensional design work. The rattle's asymmetry showcases the artist's unique style as well.
So on one side of it, there's this salmon. The head of it is in the mouth of the bear. And coming around the side of the rattle, as if it wasn't even meant to be there, like it just crashed the party, is this little wolf figure that looks like he just walked around the side of the rattle and grabbed the tail of the fish.
The carvings of Kajistuacht have been the subject of controversy in the past. In 1984, the house posts he carved in Klukwan were removed from the whale house in an attempt to sell them to an art dealer in Seattle. The house posts were returned to the village following a tribal court case and are currently on display in the Jilkat Kwan Heritage Center. When asked how he feels about the rattle's sale by a private collector in the lower 48, Price says he has his own opinions about the sale of native art, but he's more concerned about teaching the next great carver.
I hope it's brought out in a place that people will be able to visit it and see it. I can't change what's already been done, but I can train students and show them this kind of work.
Representatives from the Bonhams Auction House were unavailable to comment for this story. No information has been released about the seller or the buyer, and at this point, it's unclear what will happen to the rattle. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
You can read this story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.